Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
And we welcome Martin Murphy to the podcast this week. Martin, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Patrick. How are you keeping?
Yeah, I'm doing very well, Martin. I suppose to start off, we'll have a look back at last week's racing. And on Saturday, the feature on Saturday, of course, was the Give Thanks Stakes in Cork.
Yeah, good win for Sizzling there for Aidan O'Brien. Deserved it, I suppose, to open her account. She dead heated last time in over a mile and six at Leopardstown. She's been a little bit frustrating. She's been certainly pretty busy already, Patrick, about 11 or 12 runs I think she had this year. But I thought Jamie Heffernan gave her a very good ride. She went to the front early in the race because he wasn't happy with the pace, so he just sent her to the front about 5 or 6 runs from the finish, and really from there she just maintained a relentless gallop to beat Calixana, who ran a good race for McAlford, stepping up in the group company for the first time. She was the favourite. Earlier in the day, I thought it was a good performance by Dermot Wells, making light. She really did look good when she won the Platinum Stakes, and now they're talking about going for the Group 1 Matron Stakes in a couple of weeks' time. But no doubt she was impressive in her own right, and actually the second one, Pinchak, came out last night and won the Desmond Stakes at Leopardstown. So that was, you know, a nice the farm, and no doubt Making Light certainly put it up to it certainly should be Group 1 place, but whether she can beat the brilliant Alpha Centauri, I mean, she was just unbelievable again on Sunday over in France, taking on the colts, taking on the older horses, but she didn't seem to matter. Strolled home under Colm O'Donoghue on ground was possibly even a little bit soft for to win her fourth Group 1 in a row. She really is a bit of a superstar filly this one this year, and no surprise the handicappers have her rated the top miler in the world at the moment, certainly in Europe, and her next start now could be the Matron Stakes. Hopefully we're looking forward to seeing her here. We do want, obviously, in Champions Weekend, some champion horses, and she certainly will be one. So I think the next task will be the Matron Stakes at Leopardstown on 15th September, and she certainly is already favoured for the Breeders' Cup Mile in late October, early November in America. But at this stage, she certainly looks like a shoe-in for the Horse of the Year. There's no doubt about that.
If you were to put herself and Winx together, Martin, who would you fancy in the match?
Well, it's very interesting, isn't it? I suppose you're obviously inclined to go with the horse, you know, the horse, the farm she's on, obviously, Alpha Centauri. She just seems to be unfazed by everything, really. Doesn't seem to pull, seems to settle very easy. Always race up at the pace and it just quickens away. Winx, obviously, a very, very good mare in her own right, but I just wouldn't have much of a handle on the Australian farm, how good the horses are. You wouldn't be certain, but it would be very exciting. And I suppose the best news is Alpha Centauri looks like she'll stay in training next year. Whether she'll ever meet Winx or not would be very interesting. I suppose the only one thing, maybe that might happen if Winx came over to Ascot. Alpha Centauri is such a big, massive mare. I've seen her, remember, even from her two-year-old days. She's really big filly, and you would never think she'd go so well in fast ground, but she seems to thrive off it. Soft ground seems to be a bit of a worry for her. So, you know, it's a hypothetical question, but I suppose because you know Alpha Centauri, you'd love to see the match taking place.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's have a look at Sunday then. There was good racing at the Curragh on Sunday, and of course we saw the English Raider take top honours in the Phoenix Stakes.
Yeah, good to see advertised win for Martin Mead, Frankie the Tory. They were fairly confident before the race, and in fairness he lived up to what he'd shown early on the season. It was a great Coventry Stakes, he was second in, and then he won the race in Newmarket after a Group 2 event in good style. I think it was a funny run race, really. I thought the pace would be quicker. Sergei Prokhorov was certainly a very big disappointment for Aidan O'Brien. Pulled the extremely hard early on in the race and dropped out tamely to finish last of the five runners, which was certainly disappointing. It was the first English train winner of the race since 1997, which is good to see. And Aidan O'Brien ran well, but so perfect, ran a good race to finish second. I think he was a worthy winner, and he looks certainly at this stage to be a leading Guineas contender for next season. We'll see what happens. He'll probably go for the Dewhurst next time out, but no doubt it was good to see a win. Of course, Frankie, as usual, showed how good a rider he is in those big Group 1 races on the big day.
Yeah, absolutely, indeed. And of course, finally then, during the week, Martin, up at St. Conlas Park, it was, of course, Newbridge or Nowhere as the annual charity match for the Irish Cancer Society took place. And a really good win for Davy Russell's All-Stars against Jim Bulger's best team.
Yes, absolutely. It was a thrilling match, apparently a high-scoring match, but it was a great crowd all right, Patrick. And one of the biggest cheers tonight was to see Pat Smullen throwing the ball in to start off the game. Pat, of course, as everybody knows, is suffering cancer himself at the moment, hasn't ridden now since February or January this year, and he obviously is going to take the whole year out. But he looks very well. He's obviously getting treatment at the moment, and a very, very positive fella, Pat, and you know, obviously top-class rider, 9-time Irish champion. You know, he's badly missed from the way around for everybody, and he's a role model for some of the young jockeys. But you know, it was great to see him throw in the slitter there to start the game on Tuesday. Got a great reception. He certainly looks well. He's certainly battling hard, and hopefully be back in the saddle next season.
Yeah, absolutely. Indeed, when so say all of us here on CRY 104 FM. Okay, let's look toward the weekend's racing, Martin. And of course, we're in the midst of the 4-day festival down at Tramore.
Yes, very popular meeting, Tramore. Obviously, a very much a specialist track, and you see horses running well at Tramore time and time again. The course form became extremely important. And there'll be a flat meeting tomorrow, starting at 4:20, finishing at 7:20, and then a national meeting, 2:10, down to 5:20. Obviously, there's racing there again tonight. And you'll see horses turn out on more than one occasion over the course of the 4 days. And horses for horses certainly will apply very much so to Tramore.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's start off with Saturday's card then, Martin. As you mentioned, the first race is at 4:20. You're going to start off with the second race, the Perennial Freight rated conditions race over the mile and a half. And plenty of good runners here we've seen throughout the season so far. And one of them, the likes of Dartwell's Timonia.
Yeah, she's it struggled perhaps to win a race, I suppose, Patrick, but she has some decent form to her credit, and Declan McDonough going down take the ride. She must have a good chance here, but this is a competitive race, as I say, and Remy D for Joseph Ryan, again, is having a tremendous season. Mary Cruz, they're both previous winners. She was a good winner last time for John McConnell, but I do like the top one here, Kevin Prendergast, Octomel. Dylan Hogan claimed 7 off this one's back. It was a good tour in a very competitive race for the Apprentice Derby at Dacora on Derby weekend back in late June. He hasn't run since then, but with Dylan Hogan claiming 7 off his back, he's got a decent chance here. And Kevin introduced a lovely 2-year-old to win last night at Leopardstown, well backed, and won very well, proved much too strong for one of Aidan O'Brien's, very strongly backed with 2-1 on shots. So this stable obviously is in form at the moment, and maybe Mocktail might be good enough to win again here for them.
The 45-65 handicap sees a local contenders in it, and always the locals run big races in Tramore, and one of the locals that could run well tomorrow night is under Galway Plate winning jockey Mark Enright. That's called Dixie Highway.
Yes, and this one certainly is one to watch out for in the bet market. Has been campaigning over hurdles and on the flat of recent seasons, but Pat Flynn loves the Tramore Festival. He's obviously a local trainer in Carrick, I'm sure. So this one you can expect to go fairly well. Mark Enright's interest in booking. A lot of horses in the race are not in the best of form. I suppose the one to beat probably is a few bob short, I think, for Shane Ryder. Killian Lender takes the mount here. This one has been placed third, second and third on her last three starts, and probably is overdue a win, but certainly I would be afraid of Dixie Highway. I think Match My Fire for John McConnell made a decent start in a claiming race there at Sligo a couple of weeks ago, finished second Dragon Girl. It was good form. Robbie Downey takes the mount. John has been going quite well this season, another one for the shortlist here, but hopefully a few bob short can end a frustrating run of placed efforts.
The mile and a half handicap then at 6:20, Martin, is a couple of local runners again in this one. You've got the likes of Noel Dooley's Maximus Darla, and Willie Mullins has probably have the favourite in this one, Brona's Bell. But the local runner in Liam Gleeson's Decision Time could have a chance.
Absolutely. Won two races before going to the Galway Festival, and certainly wasn't disgraced there in the big amateur handicap on the Monday, Patrick. And Ben Cohen, I think, is a good book in here, claiming £7 off the 10-4. Should go well here. But this is a strong race for the grade, it has to be said. It's quite a strong race, this. And Prone as well looks to be certainly going to be the favourite here. She won a mark of 59 at Leopardstown in the first round this season, won really easy on that occasion. Now, the handicapper wasn't slow to miss her, put her up £16 for that effort. And then this one ran very well under that £16, went second at the Galway Festival over 2 miles. And maybe the heavy ground on that occasion didn't quite suit, but she gone up another £5 for that. So in theory, she's 21 pounds higher than when she won at Leopardstown, which is fairly severe. But Colin Keane going down to ride suggests this one is very well fancied. I do like a horse called Fiasol, another local trainer, Owen Dial. Ran fairly well when a close fourth at Law Girl at Gordon Park last Wednesday. Now, it did get a little bit interfered with there. Probably should have been closer. And I think maybe with Ross Coakley claiming £3, Fiasol could be the one here. But Brona's Bell would certainly be favoured. And Decision Time, you could not rule out at all.
The 2 mile handicap at 6:50, a very competitive race, Martin. And as you mentioned at the top, we see a lot of horses at the Tramore Festival running 2 and 3 times throughout the festival. And of course, Thursday night's bumper winner, Tornado Watch, who gave Rose Dudfield her first ever winner as a jockey. Well, will Emmett Mullins be teaming up with his cousin Danny?
Yeah, and a £6 penalty for that win puts up to 10-4. So, and this is probably a lot stronger race than the one on Thursday. But the former Tornado Watch is quite good, has been placed a few times, ran well at the Galway Festival in 7th to Premier Handicap between Ness and Dharma. But I just think off 10-4 with that £6 penalty, it just might be able to stop it here, because this is very competitive. Small bit of love again for Willie Mullins. Colin Keane, good fourth to Leopardstown last time out, early one win at Bannerobe. Shadigan for Mick Halford was third at the Curragh last time, a decent horse. And like an open book for John Burke, was very unlucky to go at Festival, actually, Patrick. I know it was that one. And almost brought down at the very first hurdle. Dropped a long way behind and ran on strongly to finish fifth. Did win a Roscommon early on the season. And even last Monday at Bannerobe, unfortunately, was one of the favourites. But unfortunately, the meeting was called off after the first three races, so it didn't get a chance to run. So this certainly has a bit of a chance here. But the one I like overall, again, is Owen Doyle, St. Lawrence Gap. I was at the Galway Festival, seemed to run in a hurdle race, almost came down to second last, and then ran on strongly to finish fifth to top at Ra in a very, very good handicap hurdle. Has winning form this season already over 2 miles. Ross Coakley takes the mount, and I think St. Lawrence Gap is the one to be going for here. But it is a very competitive contest. I wouldn't rule out Tornado Watch, but I do think his task is made a lot harder by that 6 pound penalty.
Anything else in the other three races, Martin?
Possibly in the last race. I'd be interested in a horse called ABC for Niall Madden. Now, he hasn't ran for quite a while, but he did handle, there is a bit of rain forecast for Tramore. He did handle soft ground when winning twice late last season. And I just wonder, with Niall Madden and Tom Madden going so well, could he be the one here in the last race, number 6 on the card? The opening race, interesting, the 4:20, did give a horse called Grasping a Straws a good chance from Mick Mulvaney, but Taurine Katie certainly looks the one here on ratings. Good fourth last time to Samira in this race at Leopardstown. That should be good enough to win for Fuzzy Stack. But as I say, Tramore, very, very competitive. The other race then, the 5:20, Ballyad probably should win for Dermot Weld. He's been placed a few times already this season behind the likes of Latrobe, Cypress Creek and Cliffs of Dunneen. All very good horses in their own right. With a rating of 82, should be good enough to win that 5:20 mile and a half maiden.
Yes, have a look then at Sunday's card. Then Martin, the National Hunt card, of course, kicking off at 2:10. And the first race we're going to look at is the handicap hurdle at 2:40. We've got a full field of 16.
Yeah, way open here, and not a lot of in great form at the moment, has to be said, Patrick. But Cock-a-Doodle-Doo was a good runner last time for James Nash at Sligo. Won a decent maiden hurdle there in a driving finish. Went up £10 for that by the handicapper, but claimed 7 with Kevin Bruder back, £7 claim helping him here. Might be good enough to win again. One or two there with chances, maybe Wild Desire. It'd be interesting to see, for has Paul Nolan, will there be any money for that one? Evan Daly takes the mount at £7 off his back. That should go well. And maybe the likes of Rock on Back would be one, but maybe a bit of a chance as well, or any money for Still Alive for Andrew McNamara will be interesting too. But I think the horse and farmer's Cock-a-Doodle-Doo, he might be good enough.
Not too often you see Ruby Walsh ride around Tramore, Martin, and in the two maiden hurdles he's riding both Willie Mullins, Carol De Grossa in the opener, and in the third race Get a Reason.
Yeah, Get a Reason should win this one. Was a good second at the Galway Festival. Didn't jump that very well. Second to a good horse of Martin Brazos called City Island. And I think, you know, that's good enough form. And send it on Dial Zephyr, who just touched off last time out at Bannerobe, only beating a short head. That should give him a bit to do here. But I think Get a Reason is good enough to win. The opening race actually really sets a bit of a poser for punters, because he has a horse called Sweet Flight. A good bumper winner of Wexford there a couple of weeks ago, ridden by Paul Townend. But the interesting one, I suppose, is that Carol De Grasse came from Germany, finished a good tour and only run in France over hurdles, and probably with the receipt of £10 off Sweet Flight, probably should win here for Ruby.
The Mayor's Beginner's Chase in a 3:45 have 10 runners, Martin, and very competitive on paper.
Yeah, well, one here, Horse of a Course, is Glendine River, is certainly one of those. Won 4 or 5 times at Tramore already. Is actually due to run tonight in a race there, so it could be interesting there. But if he lines up here in the beginner's chase, she certainly would have a chance with Jack Kennedy, interested in booking. I do like Good to Flow, though. I think it was a good second of Roscommon on that occasion. She had Holly Flight, which is another runner here, 4.5 lengths behind her. Second to a good filly called Camellia de Cot of Willie Munns's. And if we reproduce that, I think Gracia Blackmore could be on the winner here. Oscar Mosca was disappointing in that race, but is better than that, and under Davy Russell, if she gets to dump them together, should get involved too. But I think a Good to Flow might be the one.
The 2x6 handicap chase then, or 4:15, will see last Sunday's winner from Dunpatrick Millquest.
Yeah, and this one has really improved, all right, Patrick. It's won two of his last three starts over hurdles. Now, looked very well handicapped here off just mark 105, but isn't as good over fences. But in saying that, you know, it hasn't been with Gordon Elliott all that long. Jack Kennedy takes the mount and is the likely favourite, certainly in ratings. I do like Liz Dials here, though, just me, myself, and I. Good second last time out to William de Burley at Tipperary. I thought that was reasonable form. He's likely raced over fences. Did win at Wexford early on the season and opened more improvement. Now, Tractali Abu was one that wouldn't want rain, but if the ground stays good, they certainly would have an each way a chance. Didn't run too badly over hurdles last time at Galway.
The 2 mile handicap chase then, Martin, will see horse of Mick Winters, Native Lass, running for another occasion in the 0-109 race.
Yeah, I fancy this. I think there's a very good chance for Mick Winters, a race in Blackmore again on board here, and placed a few times and certainly deserves to win a race like this. Invincible Dawn would have a chance for John Morrison, while Patsy was interested in Barry Geraghty. This one was a winner at Tramore at one stage, and actually it hasn't run for quite a while, last November or so. The ground was very soft on that occasion, but does show good form at Tramore. And Shea Barry, again, another local trainer. If there's money for this one, I'd be afraid of it, but I think Native Lass has a very good chance.
And in the closing bumper, Martin, very competitive on paper and tricky to make out what's going to run well.
Yeah, Backsheesh and Patricia De Plessis were third and fourth last time at Roscommon. That wasn't too bad a run, a good winner on that occasion. But Owen Griffin's Ranger P has Jamie Codd on board, was second to a decent horse called Galvin, trained by Gordon Elliott. That's Galvin's one. It's only two starting bumpers, and that was at the limit there a couple of weeks ago. I think that Ranger P could improve enough maybe to take this. Don't see any entry here from Willie Mullins, which is a big help for the rest of the horses, I suppose. Interesting one though, maybe Creed and Bell for Gordon Elliott, but I think Ranger P could be the one to beat here.
Okay, so that is the action in Ireland over the weekend. Let's have a look at Newbury, Martin. The Hungerford Stakes is the feature of the weekend over in Great Britain. 7 furlongs the trip for £150,000 in prize money, and Aidan O'Brien has the likely favourite in Gustav Klimt.
Yeah, I think 7 furlongs will be his trip, all right, Patrick. It's interesting dropping back from mile. I just don't think he quite gets it. He wasn't beaten far in the Sussex Stakes last time. He's run good races, obviously ran very well in the St. James Palace Stakes at Royal Ascot. Just got beaten by without parole. But ran well in the Irish Guineas, ran quite well in the English Guineas. But I just think the 7 furlong will suit him to the ground, and he probably should win. And saying that, I'm not quite sure the trio colts are marvellous this year. And the likes of Sir Dancelot, Labrice and Breeze, they're not bad horses. Breeding Rock is the same. But I think Sir Dancelot is a big danger here in General Mossy. Good winner of a Group 2 event last time, and the form of that race has worked out quite well. So while Gustav Klimt should win, I wouldn't be jumping in on him. I think Sir Dancelot will certainly put it up to him.
Okay, so that is the big race over in England tomorrow. And of course, if you do like your grey horses, and God love the commentator who's commentating at Newmarket on Saturday, because there's an 18 runner grey horse handicap taking place at Newmarket on Saturday, and best luck to all them. Let's have a look at the two Group 1s in Deauville then, Martin, on Sunday. The first of them is the pre-morning for the 2-year-olds, and very intriguing Group 1 this. Probably not a lot of depth in it, but we do see one of the winners from the Cora earlier on in the season in Marie's Diamond, as well as Aidan O'Brien's Landforce.
Yeah, it looks a big clash between these two always, Patrick. Certainly Marie's Diamond has been very, very busy, but second the Railway Stakes here earlier on the season in late June, and then came back and won the Anglesey Stakes. That form is very solid and has been kept going very well by Mark Johnson. But Landforce must have a big chance, I think, for Aidan O'Brien. Good winner, good last time out. What they wouldn't want over there is rain. He certainly wants good ground, this horse. He did handle soft ground when he won earlier in the season, but this is much stronger level. I think Landforce might be good enough, hopefully, to win this one. In the other Group 1, Rhododendron is representing Aidan O'Brien here. She's been definitely disappointing since she won a Group 1 at Newbury earlier in the season. She's run poorly the last twice, and it's hard to recommend backing her. I think Urban Fox for William Haggis, James Doyle, second in Nassau Stakes last time, might be the one here.
Okay, so that is the action over the weekend. Before we hear your best bits of the week, Martin, or best bets of the weekend, I should say, the news from during the week, I suppose, that we didn't touch on was Ballinrobe cancelling their fixture on Monday night after 3 races. Probably disappointing for Ballinrobe racecourse.
Yes, actually one of the better racecourses, I have to say. I mean, a lot of people are very, very high praise of it. It's a very good management team there on John Fanley. I think really the ground was a bit lively over the weekend. They had to put plenty of water on, then a bit of rain came. And one or two bends in particular proved a bit dangerous. Hopefully it's just a one-off. Now, there's a big meeting next Monday here with the Turf Club and Horse Race in Ireland, a few interesting bodies, the jockeys and trainers. And nobody wants to see a Ballinrobe not have flat race. And it's a very, very progressive track. It gets great crowds and has a long tradition here. It's not the best of tracks, but at the same time, it serves a purpose and it does very well. And I think hopefully it'll be just put on par till next season. It was the last flat meet anyway of the year there. I think it will be held again next season, hopefully so anyway. Pity for Ballinrobe. It's a long way to go for most people, but not a lot of current trainers go. Obviously, jockeys as well have a long way to go and a stable staff. So it's disappointing to see what happened, but hopefully it was just a once-off. And they'll recommend, I'm sure there'll be trials as hell early next year, season again before flat race takes place again. But there's plenty of time to look at that. And I think the best thing to do is to wait and see. But hopefully we'll be able to continue flat racing in 2019 at Ballinrobe, because it is a very, very well-run track. Gets great crowds, a very popular track with everybody, and nobody wants to see anything happen to Ballinrobe.
Yeah, okay. Interesting thoughts, and we'll be keeping an eye on that meeting come Monday morning. But I suppose, Martin, it's that time of the week. Give your best bets of the weekend.
Okay, Saturday, certainly I would go for St. Lawrence Gap. I think to win the 650. I think it's a very good chance, hopefully. On Sunday then, Tramore, I'll take a chance on Native Glass, I think, in that 450 for Michael Winters, race of Blackmore. Hopefully those two can go in.
All right. Look, Martin, thanks for joining us this weekend. Of course, Tramore kicking off their third and fourth day of their festival this Saturday and Sunday. And Martin, I'm sure you'll be back with us next week, of course, when the Curragh will be hosting centre stage next weekend.
Yes, indeed. I think look forward to that. Thanks very much indeed.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.